You're listening to SBS News.
Saturday, January the 15th, won't be forgotten in a hurry across the Pacific.
The violent underwater eruption that's put several countries on high alert, a resulting tsunami causing significant damage in Tonga.
The sound of the massive explosion caused by the eruption of Tonga's Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai volcano was heard in Alaska, Australia and New Zealand. The shock wave was recorded by scientists literally around the world. It was detected in Miami, Florida, having travelled across the Pacific and the US mainland. Soon after, it was recorded again at the same place, this time the wave having travelled the other way around the world via Asia, Africa and the Atlantic. And then it was detected again after it had travelled right round the globe. Dr. Joe Horrocks, a volcanologist and Chief Resilience and Research Officer for New Zealand's Earthquake Commission, told Radio New Zealand the force of the explosion was unexpected.
This has been quite a surprising eruption in Tonga. Not surprising that there's volcanoes there. We know that about Tonga. I certainly was particularly surprised about the widespread effect of the tsunami and the pressure wave that we're seeing, you know, recorded around the world. I always kind of assumed that, volcanic eruptions were too much of a point source.
Tsunamis from the explosion crossed the ocean to cause an oil spill and two drownings in Peru, while the coasts in Japan and New Zealand and even the west coast of America felt the impact. Tonga, of course, was massively impacted by the explosion, which took place only 64 kilometres north of the capital, Nuku'alofa, and the full extent of the damage is only becoming clear now. So why was the explosion so massive? Shane Cronin, who's Professor of Volcanology at the University of Auckland, says Tonga lies on the so-called Pacific Ring of Fire, where there's a very high rate of magma production.
Tonga is actually one of the places on Earth where the rate of subduction, so where one tectonic plate slides below the other, where that rate is incredibly high. And so basically what's going on there is that you've got very fast convergence between the two tectonic plates, and that, and also quite thin crusts. And so that means that you get very high supply of materials that can start to melt. So you have volatiles from the plate that go down and they melt the rock there.
Professor David Tappin, the British Geological Survey's principal investigator, says the number of volcanoes in the area means there's a lot of seismic activity, which is constantly displacing rocks and the surface below the South Pacific.
The Earth's surface is reasonably constant area. So if you're creating rocks, matter at one location, you've got to destroy it somewhere else. And the destruction takes place along what we call convergent margins. And this is where these thick oceanic plates, 10, 15 kilometres thick, plunge into the mantle.
Professor Cronin explains the eruption at Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai had been building up over the past 20 years.
Over that time, the magma has been building up inside the edifice and it's been slowly sort of releasing gas. But what happens is that you've got seawater seeping down and the hot magma below. So you get a kind of a sealing effect that goes on above the magma where the gases and the pressure is held in. But the magma still keeps arriving and the pressure rises and rises to the point where the whole edifice can't contain it any longer. And then you have the sudden explosive release of that material and it breaks apart.
And he says the initial eruption is just half of the extraordinary event.
That would be an amazing big blast. But what happens next is that you've got that material that's 1,200 degrees C and it's been broken apart by the internal gas pressure. And that material is then touching water that's only about 20 degrees C. And you get this massive flashing of water into steam. And when you go from liquid into steam, it's about a 70 times expansion rate. So you've got a turbocharge on your explosion. So that's why it went so violently up and out.
He says the conditions at Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai were unique, creating powerful shock waves after the explosion.
So the explosion is so rapid, we think, okay, it's going to push the water out of the way, but it also pushes the air out of the way. And the explosion is not just one thing. It's like exploding, 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 exploding. And then that couples with the air and couples with the water. We have the tsunami And then we have those air pressure waves.
Professor Richard Arculus is with the Australian National University School of Earth Sciences. He says the Hunga Tonga Hunga Haapai eruption is one of the most explosive events along the Ring of Fire for many years and would probably sit on a world top 10 alongside the eruptions of Krakatoa in 1883 and Mount Pinatubo in 1991. As to what happens next, he told the ABC, our observations of the volcano don't go back far enough to confidently make a prediction.
The longer enduring threat might be that more could happen. The tsunami threat may not be finished. And also, if the volcano collapses underwater, that in itself, as a submarine landslide, can cause more trouble. So it's wise to be keep a watch and act attitude to this particular volcano. Quite often, eruptions like this are preceded by small ejections of fragmented volcanic material, a lot of seismic activity, then a big eruption, and then a sequence, if you like, a decay sequence of eruptions that are not as big as the first one. But that's not the universal rule, and we haven't been around long enough to watch how this volcano can behave over the thousands and thousands of years of its construction.
A statement from the Tongan government has described the eruption as an unprecedented disaster. Alan Lee, SBS News.